they got a job for us in San Jose at a club for 2 weeks. We played there and then came back to the Hangover for 4 weeks. And after that, we were given our two-week notice, union two-week notice. And then Doc brought in, Charlie LaVere, all of them. You've heard them all.
Yeah, the whole list.
The whole works, including Louie and Jack Teagarden. And I never played there after that. I went in there after that to hear Henry Red Allen and a group that came in there. And then I went in there to hear Buddy DeFranco.
Is Sheedy still alive? Are you in contact with him at all? Or what do you know of his what he's doing these days?
Well, he lives in New York City and had a stroke, mild stroke. He can talk. He's, working his way back. How far he will come back, I don't. Nobody knows anything about those things when we have.
What was
he doing
before his stroke, though? Was he? He was playing music.
He was playing music in New York, rehearsing, trying to learn to read better, trying to improve his playing. He was basically retired. He was a school teacher.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he got a degree in literature at scholarship, two years of scholarship at Stanford, yeah.
Now, getting back briefly to the Sheedy band at the Club Hangover, this would have been fairly early, wouldn't it have been, for the Club Hangover, like...
Oh, yes, we started...
48, 49, somewhere
yes, sir,
in there?
49. We started the Club Hangover. We started there 3 nights a week, then 5 nights and 6 nights. We were packing the place.
Now, this was before the radio hookups, though, or did you do any radio broadcasts?
Oh, no,
the
hookups came after that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to give Doc credit, Doc Doherty, for opening that place, because that place started, he started bringing in all these stars, and it was, well, Doc ran it. We ran it from April of 1949 to August of 1961.
Now, didn't you play with Hines a couple of times at Club
Hangover? I played just some casuals with Hines, but I didn't play the Hangover.
Oh, I see.
I played with Bob Scobie's band for several nights. I replaced Bill Napier, the famous clarinet player.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just sort of the hand-me-down.
How about Ralph Sutton? Was that in town here?
I played with Ralph Sutton down at Bach Dynamite Dancing Society.
Oh, yeah.
Ralph Sutton, that was 1977-76.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else you can tell us about the Sheedy Band? Did you go to L.A. at all? Because he was active in L.A., wasn't he, for a while?
Is that just where the
Cornette recordings were made?
I can only tell you that I went to L.A. See, we were working, everybody worked strip joints. We all worked what they call the tenderloin. But
in San Francisco here?
Yeah, but the tenderloin was not like it is now at all. You could walk out with three girls on any given night, drunker than all get out, and nobody disturbed you in this city. You could walk the whole city blindfolded, and at that time, nobody would disturb you.
There, a lot of the pleasures were available, but without the dangers.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. But I played... One of the bands I played with a guy by the name of Chuck Travis.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about Chuck.
Yeah, saxophone player. This is how we went to L.A. We were playing a place called the Chez Paris. We went in there in October of 1944. I had played already on Turk Street. I started on Turk Street, and in January, I went into the same band. We went into a place called The Backstage. That was a prominent jazz club here. And I must stay on that. That was a place where Saunders King...
I've heard of him.
Yeah, that was a big jazz club in San Francisco. Anyway...
What was the name of it again?
Called the Backstage.
Backstage.
It was on Powell Street, right below O'Farrell.
Uh-huh.
And on O'Farrell Street was Slapsy Maxey's. Rosenblum, the fighter, he had a club there, and big names came there, too, upstairs. Because I played downstairs. In October, we played two tenors, Chuck and I, and a girl by the name of Violet Trent, Cousineau, who became a disc jockey. He was a drummer and became a disc jockey on K-Jazz until his illness and he passed away. And we played for strippers at the Chez Paris. Then in January, Chuck decided that we were to leave this job and go to Los Angeles. And that's how I went to Los Angeles. And there was a lot of furor. My older brother said, go to Los Angeles. You know, you're making $85 a week. Your unemployment's being taken out. Your Social Security, you know, you're making a good wage, although we worked 6 hours. Mm-hmm. We worked from 4 to 12. They closed the bars then. That's 8 hours.
But it was a steady, sometimes what, union job, the hangover?
Oh, that was a union job at the hangover. It was all union then, but I'm speaking about the Chez Paris, mm-hmm. where we played for the strippers. So all we went to Los Angeles, and we played all kinds of clubs. When we were down in Los Angeles, the place to go to at that time in April, May, June, July, well, it went into August. It went into 1946. But while I was there, they had jam session night. So I got up and played opposite Bonnie Brugard.
Oh, boy.
When that's the first time I ever felt what they call an Albert System clarinet.
Yes.
It has 17 keys and 6 rings. Uh-huh. These, when they plain Albert, I think only have about 11 keys mm-hmm. and 5 rings. But see, my clarinet has alternates. There's no alternates on an Albert system. But the clarinet, the BAM system, 17 plain BAM system clarinet, you can play in the left hand, and you can also play it in the right hand.
Okay. So you can achieve the same notes with several different fingerings.
Yes.
Now, was Brugard playing Albert?
I played my BAM system.
Oh, and he played Albert.
And he played Albert.
Mm-hmm. How did that work together? Do those systems
As I recall, it was satisfactory. He played. I mean, look, I was playing with the cream of the crop,
Absolutely.
We were all up there. Chuck Travis was up there with his saxophone. We all got a chance to play. Everybody, and the man that ran these jam sessions was Slim Gaylord.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Slim and Bam were there doing their shtick, and they'd let us come up and play. In the times that we played all these joints and played a little bit of jazz, riff, like with Chuck Travis, it was 2 tenors. We played Cottontail, Apple Honey, Willie Herman's Apple Honey, the usual standards, and then Chuck would take a couple choruses. I'd put my tenor down. And
when you
then
say
I'd
standards, it sounds like swing standards.
Yeah, this was a swing band. I mm-hmm. went from, well, I hadn't gotten into the Dixieland bands. I got into the Dixieland bands in 1949 with Jack Sheedy. See, as a kid, I was listening to Benny Goodman with one ear, and with the other ear, I was listening to Bonnie Brugard and Sidney Bechet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I come from in a kind of, just like Bob Wilbur.
Mm-hmm. I know Bob.
Same thing. Same identical thing, only I'm no Bob Wilbur. You know, I have my thing, whatever I do, but I'm not a Bob Wilbur. I don't worry about that. But we played riffs, and people came to hear us.